The story that everybody's been talking about all week across the nation is the crisis at the Oroville Dam and the ensuing evacuations that took place for 180,000 people. On the KSRO live line with us is President Emeritus and Chief Scientist Peter, is it Gleck or Gleek?
It's Glick.
Okay, Glick. Let's get that correct straight off the bat. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being on this morning. Do you know what the answer is in terms of the actual reasons for the problem in Oroville this week?
Oh, it was a whole series of unfortunate events that started with, of course, the very severe storms that Northern California is having. That's produced a tremendous amount of inflow into the Oroville Reservoir, the second largest reservoir in the state. And that led to them having to dump water. When it comes in faster than it goes out, the lake level rises. They got to a point where they had to dump water. And then it turned out there was damage, quite substantial damage, to the main spillway. That is the main way they used to dump water out of the reservoir. And they had to shut it down. That led to the lake level rising even more, and it led to the overtopping of what they call the emergency spillway, which led to erosion and worries about the safety of the dam, and that, of course, is what led to the evacuation of all of those people. The good news is the immediate threat has diminished, and so in the next week or so, there are real challenges to draw the water down out of the reservoir as fast as they can to make room for that new storm that's coming in. And hope they won't have to deal with this emergency problem again.
You retweet this great thing on your page. It says, the key to financing our water infrastructure is for all the dams to disguise themselves as football stadiums.
That's a good
point. Let's just talk about Donald Trump, who said he wants to do a major infrastructure bill for the country. Mm-hmm. But also, he's sort of appointing some people that are not really eco-friendly. So he's sort of a mixed bag.
Well, so look, there's no doubt, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't really matter. Everyone agrees that we need to spend more money on infrastructure.
Yeah.
My work is in the area of water. I'm really worried about things like dams and the water supply in our cities like Flint, Michigan. We know that we're not spending enough. We know we need to spend more. There's going to be a big political debate about how much money to spend and who's going to pay for it and where that money ought to go. I just think that part of that debate really needs to be a look at the way we manage and maintain some of this critical water infrastructure. You know, it's so important for California, but it's important everywhere.
Well, Peter, we have a couple of large reservoirs in our neck of the woods in the North Bay in California. We have Lake Sonoma and we also have Lake Mendocino, which are over capacity for this time of the year. How do we know they're safe?
So it's great news that we're having a wet winter. You know, we've had 5 years of drought.
Right.
This is the wettest year on record now. We're getting these extreme events. We're going to have to make sure all of our infrastructure can handle these new extreme events we're getting. And that requires inspections. It requires really paying attention to that infrastructure. It requires spending money on maintaining it. You know, like anything old, and a lot of our dams are old in California, you got to pay attention to them. In general, I think we do a good job, but sometimes Mother Nature conspires, and I think we need to do a better job than we're doing. This is a bit of a wake-up call. You know, I think all of us who live near dams, all of us who depend on this water infrastructure, should insist that the people responsible for maintaining it and inspecting it do a good job.
And some of these dams and other systems were built for a different era, and now we're talking about climate change and more water, so might have to redesign, even rethink how we do things.
You know, that's a really great point. All of these big systems were built in the 20th century. In California, we spent billions and billions building these massive reservoirs and dams and aqueducts that we depend upon. But they were built under the assumption that the climate was stable, wasn't changing. And we know that that's no longer true. Humans are changing the climate. It's going to have big impacts on water resources. We have to think about whether the system we built is suitable for the climate that's coming. And if it isn't, we have to think about changing that infrastructure, operating it differently. I think we could do that, but we're a little bit behind the curve here in thinking about adapting to these now, unfortunately, unavoidable climate changes.
Yeah, it would be nice to get ahead of the curve on this, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you don't want to be in a situation where you're using the emergency spillways at some of these big dams because, you know, they're there for an emergency, but you don't want to have to rely on them. And that's, I think, what we saw this last week. And unfortunately, you know, the engineers and the emergency personnel did a fantastic job. They really deserve credit for the work they did all week. But there's a lot more work to be done for the future.
He is President Emeritus and Chief Scientist with the Pacific Institute Global Water Think Tank. Peter, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.